11. Plaça de l'Era. There was a pound, known as de la Beguda or del Pla, along with other farming and stock breeding facilities, such as threshing ground for wheat, straw sheets, grape treading, vats, and olive oil mill, stables and corrals for livestock. One could also observe the small enclosed and fortified urban nucleus. The back walls of the houses, which were solid and blind walls, without doors or windows, serving as a defensive barrier. However, in the late 15th century, houses already had rear exits, and the vall, which was a flat area adjacent to the wall. It could have probably possessed a defensive function, like all valls, but it also channeled water from La Baguda Pond to another one located farther downstream, now disappeared, which would have been within the Rogent Garden. This vall ended up disappearing partially, encroached upon by the expansion of the rectory, the buildings currently occupied by the organist space, and El Jardí Rogent invaded. In front of us, we see El Casinet, an ancient gambling house, or La Sala de Baix, built in 1882 by a group of local landowners. It has a rectangular layout and a symmetrical distribution, two pairs of doors on each side. It was the former popular meeting hall for the local gathering, contrasting with the upper hall where the landowners met. This building would be later acquired by Joan Rogent and became the headquarters of Collbató's first organ workshop. It's currently a municipal facility known as El Casinet, where various cultural events are held. The village of Collbató has been for centuries the main gateway to Montserrat, the most emblematic mountain in the center of Catalonia. Thousands of pilgrims from all over and visitors in search of peace have been acquainted with Collbató throughout history, perhaps spending the night there, on the way to the sanctuary, recalling the memory of a village guarded by the magic and magnificence of the mountain of Montserrat.